Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, today is a great day in American history. It's the 200th anniversary of the birthday, 200th birthday, I should say, of President Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, perhaps one of the top three presidents of all time. And I'm glad to say, as we've done many years in the past, I'm glad to say that President Lincoln is here with us right now. He's joined us. He's joining us right now. How about that, folks? President Abraham Lincoln right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. He's back. President Lincoln, welcome back to the show and happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I'm feeling old.
Yeah, I guess you've got a right to feel old, President Lincoln.
When you've made it to 200, you feel old. In fact, let me tell you, there's at least one benefit of being as old as I am.
How's that?
No enemies.
No enemies? I thought you were going to say no peer pressure.
That's true. Well,
President Lincoln,
every once in a while.
One of the things that your life has done for so many over the years is to be an inspiration to so many people. And when we study the difficult life that you had, I mean, you had a tough life. You had a lot of setbacks, and you also had a lot of successes, but you had a lot of tough times, but yet you persevered. And not only persevered, you demonstrated excellence and character in those times. How can you tell us how you did that?
Well, I once said to a friend, and it's been quoted a bit, your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing. Your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing. That sounds simple, mm-hmm. but it's the difference between saying I'll try and saying I will. It's the difference between yielding the first difficulty or obstacle you come to and staying with it. And so I just always believe that I could succeed if I stayed with it long enough. If I have a setback, I tried to learn a lesson from it, tried to work around it, but I felt I could succeed. In fact, there's an old story. Could I tell a quick story?
Yes, you can, sir.
I heard about this farmer out in Indiana. There was a stump in the middle of his corn patch, and he tried to dig it up. He tried to chop it out. He tried to pull it out. There's nothing that could be done. So finally he said, I'm just going to plow around it. And so you can figure out a way to solve almost any
right.
problem.
Right. Well, you certainly did that so many times. And right now, President Lincoln, we need leadership in America, in the world, in fact. We need a higher level of leadership. Probably, I think it's safe to say we need greater leadership than we've experienced, than we've had in the past, actually several decades. How do we regain? How do we reinstall leadership in the places where it should be? And how do we train people to be better leaders?
Well, I think that you have to attack it. Character by character, quality by quality. There's a new book out. You mind if I mention it?
I'd like for you to.
It the other day. It's called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, and it purports to be my words. I'll say a word about that in a few minutes. It actually sounds just like me. I was surprised about that. But there is a lesson for all leaders, and it'll apply to whether you're president or whether you're in Congress or whatever. This sounds simple-minded, but it's this. You have to learn how to communicate very well. Now, that doesn't sound like a solution to a problem, but it is. It doesn't. What does it matter if a great scientist invents a cure for a deadly disease if he can't persuade anybody to take it? I came on a saying years ago. It's attributed to Pericles. He who cannot communicate his ideas stands at the same level as he who has no ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that whether it's president or Congress or mayors or governors or you and your scout troop or in your business, it's not enough just to know a lot about what you do. You have to work on learning how to communicate to people, to inspire them, mm-hmm. to make them feel that there is hope, that that we can find a solution, if that's what your aim
right.
is, and it was mine during the Civil War,
right.
was to keep up hope.
President Lincoln, thank you for being here. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Happy birthday to you today, and thank you for all that you did for America.
Well, thank you.
President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, it's great to have him here on his 200th birthday. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.